This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's officially the weekend, baby, because Ask Dr. Jesse Friday counts as the weekend. That's a lot. By the way, we had to drop the guy. Because he supposedly cussed. Chris went back and listened again. He totally didn't cuss at all. We just hung up on him for no reason. Look, it's his fault for doing the weird thing, Chris. I didn't know what was going on. We panicked. All right. Get to a couple emails before we get back to all this nonsense. 877-377-4373. World famous coloring book author. Can you settle a bet we have on the job? Is the amount of pictures in the book over or under 5? Okay, one, it's not a coloring book. Two, if you want to color in it, that's actually okay. I think that would be cool. Three, there are no pictures in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. However, I should say, I didn't come up with this idea. Somebody yesterday did. I think it was on social media. Somebody had a hilarious idea that, you know how the books will have that section right in the middle of the books with all kinds of pictures. You ever seen one of those before? You know what I'm talking about, Chris? Chris has read so few books, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Okay, everyone else who's read a book knows what I'm talking about, that if you're reading some book, a World War II book or something like that, in the middle there'll be all these pictures from that era and from the book story. Someone had a funny thought. If I ever write another book, and I don't know that I ever will, but if I ever write another book, make all the pictures of me. Even though the book isn't about me at all. It would be so annoying. And the best part about that is, listeners of the show will totally get it. They'll all get it. They'll all laugh and get it. People who aren't will be totally lost. Hey, what is this? Why is it only pictures of him? I don't understand. And then we'll have fun at their expense too. Hey, Jesse, can you please make an audiobook? It has to be your voice, though. Then I can listen to your book on your days off. You should have plenty of time to do it since you're part-time and all. I don't have any plans to do an audiobook. That doesn't mean there won't be one. I just don't. And that's a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot of extra stuff. All right. We'll get back to these calls here in just a second. Russia, Ukraine. I want to make sure I answer what that guy said. Where do I see it going? What do I see happening? Well, right now, keep in mind, this goes clear back to Eisenhower. They were warning about the military-industrial complex. Now, what is that? After World War II, you see, prior to World War I, America believed what the founders believed, that our military in general should be pretty small. Our Navy always has to be awesome. Nowadays, with the way combat is advanced, our Air Force, I can't believe I'm saying that, has to be up to date and awesome. Just because you can't design new fighter jets and train new pilots in a couple months. You can't. But other than that, our military should be small and our foreign involvement should be rare. That's what the founders of the nation, that's what they talked about endlessly. In fact, I'll try to remember to do this tomorrow, if not tonight. If I had planned this out, I'd have done this during the break. Go read at least portions of George Washington's farewell address. He lays it out pretty well. It's not that long, Chris, but the section I'm thinking about is really not that long. So anyway, I'll bring that up. But up to World War I, We didn't want to get involved. We had no desire to get involved in World War I because that's how America did it. Woodrow Wilson basically hoodwinks us to get involved in that war. We go lose a bunch of Americans in some European war that has nothing to do with us. Okay, that ends. We draw the military down. Then World War II sparks off. There's this huge buildup in World War II of a military like the world has never seen. Our Navy, by the end of World War II, was honestly... I say this out of admiration for it. This is not a put-down. It was way too powerful. Our Navy, by the end of World War II, could probably have swept every other Navy on the planet combined off the seas. It was so over the top. The armadas we had, it was way too much. And keep in mind, during World War II, it was such a long affair that a lot of companies in this country figured out war is worth a lot of money. It's worth a lot of money. Well, yeah, I'm not going over there to die. I'm not getting shot at. My wife ain't getting a letter saying I'm never coming home. What am I getting? I'm getting a profit loss sheet saying that my brand new munitions factory just set another profits record and I got a fatty Christmas bonus coming this year. But at the end of World War II, as per usual, we started a massive drawdown again. Then Korea happens. Korea was really what changed it. Most people don't know about this. Korea happens. Korea kicks off. All of a sudden, we panic because we don't have, quote, enough trained troops. Remember, there were Marines finishing boot camp on the ships on the way over to Korea. That's how few troops we had. That's how raw our guys were that we sent in there. That scared America awake into believing that we had to have this huge military at all times. But the thing about a military is it's just human nature. If I was to give you a hammer right now, just you and me sitting around here in the studio, and I was to give you a hammer, hey, carry this hammer around, you would eventually, in probably a very short amount of time, you would hit something with it. You'd be slapping it into your palm. You'd be pounding it on the desk. You'd be finding something around here. Why? It's just human nature to use something like that. When you have the biggest, baddest military in the world, it goes against human nature to just let it sit. So we had Iraq, we had Afghanistan, weapons of mass destruction and all that. Okay, they wrap up Afghanistan in a really embarrassing fashion. Now that huge military comes back home, and we have all these defense contractors who spend who knows how much money lobbying the government on our behalf because they like it when we're shooting missiles and bombs and bullets at people. Well, now we don't have any more conflicts. No Iraq, no Afghanistan. Well, now the gravy train has rolled back in. It's Russia-Ukraine. As we have decided we're going to send all the missiles and tanks and whatever Ukraine needs, our defense contractors are getting paid here at home to remake those things so our military has them again. What am I saying to you? I think that this is heading towards an ugly place because I believe we're heading towards a place where it can't be stopped. I think we're heading towards a place where there's going to have to be an escalation from the Russian side, which we really haven't seen yet. And look, don't scream at the radio. I know Russia started it. I know Russia invaded. I'm talking about a Russian escalation with us, with somebody other than Ukraine. Eventually, we keep pushing and keep pushing. They're going to have to. Where that goes from there, man, I don't know. Chris asks, what if they nuke Ukraine? What I believe, this is just what I think, Russia has been building for a long time. We have them too, but Russia has more than we do. Russia has what are called tactical nuclear weapons. When you think of a nuclear weapon or I think of a nuclear weapon, you think to something attached to some big, gigantic missile that we're going to lob 1,000 miles away and make Moscow disappear. Well, the challenge in nuclear technology has actually not been creating bigger ones because they've created ones that are so big they just kill everything now. The challenge has been creating small ones. Can you create a nuclear weapon that can fit in a backpack and be placed on a battlefield somewhere? And instead of taking out a city, you take out a grid square. That's 1,000 meters by 1,000 meters, by the way. I believe that we will see some sort of, this is a total guess, I have no inside information on this. I think we will see some sort of a demonstration on that from Russia. Hopefully not. I hope we don't see it at all, but like inevitable. I believe it's inevitable that they're going to have to do something. You can't allow not just America, you can't allow essentially the world to line up against you and escalate against you without end. You eventually have to escalate too. And I know they haven't wanted to do that because this is going to be devastating for Russia, but they're going to have to do something. Which brings us to the fact there's a Chinese spy satellite flying over Montana. In case you're not from Montana, or you're sitting there and you're doing a little rural stereotyping, you should understand there are nuclear silos, many of them in Montana. This is open information. You have them up there away from the cities, out in the open where you can launch missiles and hit places very far away. All right, we're getting back to your phone calls because we need to know the ugly person in your life who needs a face mask in order to stay safe. And we'll also keep going off of various topics you have, all right? But again, headline, Russia warns it will gain the world's attention on the first anniversary of Ukraine war. That doesn't sound very good. Anyway, so let's move on and talk about some things here at home. Let's talk about preborn. Hey, let's talk about preborn. I have some exciting news. When we first partnered up with Preborn, as you know, we vet everybody extensively who we work with on the show, and these are just the most wonderful people in the world. They had set a goal initially. They like to set goals for the show. Hey, what do you think about a goal? Was the initial goal of 5,000 babies saved? Because every time you give $28, that goes to a woman's ultrasound. She doesn't have to pay for it. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life. That's a life. It started with 5. That goal has since moved to 15,000. That is not a credit to me. That is a credit to you. Thousands of babies are alive because of you. $28 keeps that baby alive, gives it a chance at life. $140 does 5 of them. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go give. Your money goes to that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We don't play near enough Pink Floyd, man. We don't play near enough Pink Floyd. I love me some Floyd, Chris. The problem is every time you tell somebody you like Pink Floyd, it's one of those bands, they automatically think you're into drugs. It's like, hey, I'm a big Grateful Dead fan. Okay, druggy, time for you to pee in a cup. That's how it works. That's how it works. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Get your questions in right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Christopher in Texas, go.
Hey, buddy. So I don't really have anybody who I think is ugly, but the way that you're talking about Chris sometimes makes me think that he's pretty ugly.
You know, good call. Topic. Good call.
Everybody keeps talking about all this politics and all that stuff. I want to talk about steak. What is the best scotch that you could think of that goes with a nicely cooked steak?
Okay, so here's my scotch thing. See, this is... I feel bad answering some of these questions because I know what I am and I know what I'm not. I understand that I'm white trash. All right, I understand that I'm low class. I get that. Chris said I'm not a Scotch guy. See, that's not true. That's not true. I grew up, and if you wanted to have a drink or two, we got Keystone Light. Shut up, Chris. That's what we had. We didn't have any money. If you could get your hands on some Keystone Light, that's what you drank. Or it was Jim Beam or something like that. So going up through the Marine Corps, that's all I knew. So if we were going to have a night where we were going to have some beers, I'd grab some Keystone Light. And there are enough other white trash guys like me that was always fine. Now, fast forward to this. I get out of the Marine Corps. I go down to Arizona. I go back to working construction. You know, I eventually start running for Congress. Well, I'm running for Congress and going to all these events, but eventually you get to know some rich people when you're running for office because you need rich people to write you checks. Otherwise, your campaign ain't going anywhere. Get to know these rich people, and they would hang out. This was in Tucson, Arizona. They would hang out. There was a golf club there called Tucson Country Club, but it was more than that. That neighborhood itself was one of those, I think it was gated, one of those fancy gated-in neighborhoods. I said was, I'm sure it's still there. One of the fancy gated-in neighborhoods where all kinds of millionaires lived. And I had this hardcore group, as you can imagine, my group was a little far to the right, hardcore group of conservatives who loved me, and I loved them, and they were always trying to get their friends to donate, and we were always having these put-our-heads-together events. What do we need to do next kind of a thing? Only these are not Keystone Light people. These are Scotch people. Now, they were also wonderful to me. They understood I didn't know anything. But I show up at this guy's house. I love him. I don't want to give out his full name, but his first name's Larry. I love him. It was Larry and Chris, not this Chris, a different Chris, and Matt, and there was just this great core group of guys. And we show up at Larry's home, and it's just beautiful home, the mansion built into the side of a mountain. And it turns out he's a Scotch guy. I don't know jack about Scotch, nothing about Scotch. And when I say a Scotch guy, I don't mean like you or I would have a bottle or two bottles. I like two different kinds. He had a bar, and I'm doing this off of memory. This number is going to be wrong. Off of the bar in my head, it looked like a standard bar that you would be out at, only every bottle was Scotch. It looked like 100 bottles to me. It could have been 50. It certainly wasn't 10. All right, there were Scotches from all over the world. And we had a night where they said, Jesse, you're going to figure out, we're going to teach you something about Scotch. And I would try this Scotch and say, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. And they'd say, okay, that's kind of peaty. And I still don't know what that means, but the Scotch was peaty. I know, Chris, like the little peaty bird, peaty bird, peep, peep, that's peaty. Or I would have other Scotches that I liked. I said, okay, I like this. What is this one? Long story short, I know a little bit more than I did before. I actually very much enjoy Scotch. When I go to a steakhouse, if I ever get, with the suits, because the suits always take you out and they'll pay for dinner. If you ever go, what, Chris? Shut up. I sound like you now. Oh, anyway, if I'm with the suits, and they're like, hey, Jesse, let's go get a steak. So my go-to at a steakhouse, especially if I'm not paying, no, I'll get one when I pay now too. My go-to at a steakhouse is a Glenlivet 12. That's 12 years old, neat. And see, all the Scotch guys are mocking me right now. I know it. The longer they're aged, I never knew this, the better they are. It takes more of the more expensive they are, but the better they are. And I know there are 18, 20, 30 year Scotches. So what I just said, Glenlivet 12 neat, is not the best Scotch by any means, but I found that I enjoyed it and it was at a price point that I will pay for a glass or two of it. So a Glenlivet 12 neat, but one of my buddies, he had this thing. And I'll go back to your calls in a second. Give me a moment. One of my buddies had this thing where he wanted me, when I was campaigning, to do these telephone town halls where I'd get on the phone and people could call in and ask me questions. And I never felt like doing them, which is really weird now because I basically do this for a living. But I never felt like doing them. But he had a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue, which is like $200 a bottle. And I'd never seen anything like that before. But it tasted like butter. And he would bribe me. He would give me a glass of that if I would sit and do a telephone town hall. So that's really good, but $200 a bottle. No, Johnny Walker Blue, Chris, Blue. The Blue is the stuff they keep locked up. You're not touching it, pal. They keep it locked up. You got to ask for that stuff. So there, that's my Scotch. All right, more of your uglies. Maybe some more Russia. And we're also going to talk about your testosterone levels. Let's look. No, I'm not going to ask you about your testosterone levels, but look, I don't just say it to say it. How you feel is so difficult to put into words. It's difficult for me to put into words how much better I feel now than I did a year ago. The wife will talk about my mood, especially even in the mornings. And it's not as if I ever stormed around the house screaming at everybody. But I wake up and I'm just freaking ready to go, man. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's ridiculous. Ladies, they're female vitality stack for you, but they're so much more than that. If you have some things that are bothering you, things that are nagging at you, your lungs, whatever, go check out the natural herbal supplements, all right? Natural herbal supplements, and get a subscription because that's how you save money. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off a subscription, all right? All right. These are fun. I have fun. Chris, I'm a lot of fun. So in the name of fun, I'll see you in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so excited for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. I feel like it's going to be the best Ask Dr. Jesse Friday ever. And you know why? Because it's been such a slow couple months politically that the questions just get better and better and better. That's just the bottom line. You know why, Chris? Because I get better and better. It's really about me. In the end, it's about me. All right, let's churn them and burn them here. Seth, St. Louis. I'm not telling you about the car, Seth.
Okay, listen, the ugly person in my life is my sister. She's even uglier when she opens her commie mouth. Now, listen. Okay, so I have a question. You say the premier lets you have a long leash and that you can say anything you want. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they love it because the ratings are high and your show's doing really well. Mm-hmm. What do you do when the demon mob and the climate nutters attack your advertisers? What do you do to combat that?
Well, I'm actually glad you asked that question because that is really what they go after. The long time ago, they figured out that going after the host doesn't do a ton of work. What you go after is the advertisers because you go after the advertisers. Well, the advertisers are what pays the bottom line. All of a sudden, even if you have the best show on earth, you don't look that good to your employer if they go after your advertiser. That's part of the vetting process that Chris and I go through when it comes to dealing with advertisers. It's a piece of advice I'm tempted to give to people who are young and up and coming, but they may be in a situation where they can't. And this is let me explain. We are only able to be selective with our advertisers because of the success of the show. It lets us say no to whoever we want. Right, it lets us say no to whoever we want. But if the show sucked and we were drowning and we're both about to get fired, all of a sudden they're calling and they're telling you, guess who your new advertiser is? Now it's, hey, would you do this? No. Would you do this? No. What about these guys? No. What about these guys? Oh, maybe. Let us look into them. We look into it. We're happy. Part of the reason we partner with people we do is that's part of the process. What's your corporate history? What is it? Because they're going to call. The commies have organizations out there in this country. Did you know this? They have organizations out there funded by left-wing billionaires. Their job, it's 10 nerds sitting around a room with a bunch of the burner phones. So you go buy, I don't know, how much is a burner phone? The burner phone, you go get at Walmart or somewhere with a bunch of burner phones. And if they decide to declare war on you, they will call what your advertisers, as if they're different people, keep calling from different phones demanding they drop you. It's something they have down to a science, something they've worked out very, very well. But that's not going to do you any. It's simply not going to do you any good. You know what? I want to encourage all the communists out there right now. Please get your burner phones and get in the room. Do me a favor. Go ahead and call Chalk and let me know how that conversation goes for you. Let MyPillow know that you're no longer interested in MyPillow advertising. Let me know what MyPillow says. Rough Greens, Home Title Lock, Oxford, Hero. Call them all. No, let's just call them all. Let me see who else. My Patriot Supply, I love them. Ooh, Biloxi Shrimp, Eden Pure Thunderstorm, love them. Tunnel to Towers. Yeah, call Tunnel to Towers and let them know you think Jesse is terrible and you want me fired. It's more about the advertiser than it is me or Premier. We have anti-communist advertisers. I would never have anybody who couldn't handle those calls because I'm not dealing with that crap. I'm not dealing with it. Don't call me. Well, they're really, really mad. Man, no, you don't understand. I don't care. Go. I'll fire you before you fire me. Don't call me. All right? So that's why. It's really about them. It's their bravery, not mine. And if they just ignore it, plus all these companies have realized, if you just ignore it, the rage isn't real. It's gone in a day. It's a bunch of nerds in a room with nothing better to do. Elisha, I love that name. Tampa, go.
Hey, so I have like two question kind of things. But on the Scotch thing, Macallan 18 is really good. Lagavulin is peaty. It means like smoky, like a campfire.
Hold on. How much is Macallan 18?
I don't know, like $28 maybe or.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not bad. Okay. All right. It's a little higher than Jim Beam, but I'll take it. Go ahead. Read for a second.
Okay. So this might be like foul sounding to some people. However, all right. So after 9/11, right, the United States goes into the Middle East and they kill all kinds of people that are not involved in anything that has to do with anything, right? And because they're looking for one man that is a terrorist. So now on the other side of the spectrum, you have Putin, who I don't agree with what he's doing, but he's doing what he's doing because he feels there are rebels and there were biolabs that were endangering or could endanger his people. So why is it acceptable for the United States to go into the Middle East and kill all these innocent people and imprison these farmers that did nothing wrong and treat them deplorably, but it's not okay for Putin to do the same exact thing when it's almost on the same premise?
I don't have any problem with that question at all. I think it's important that we ask these questions. Like I think everyone will give you their own answer based on how they see things. I had to wrestle for a while with the whole Iraq thing because I was friggin' there. We should have never been there, man. I know Saddam Hussein was a piece of trash. Didn't justify the loss of life, not our lives, not their lives. There was nothing there to justify that. Shouldn't have been there. In Afghanistan, our guys almost had bin Laden pretty much right away. And then the politicians and the generals screwed the whole thing up and then stuck our guys there for 20 years fighting those tribal peoples in the mountains. I would argue neither should be there. That's really what I would argue. Now, as far as Russia-Ukraine goes, it's hard to find anybody that's ever going to take Vladimir Putin's side. And I'm certainly not going to be one of those people. But I don't take Zelensky's side either because Ukraine's government is terrible. One thing we Americans lose sight of, and I'm glad we lose sight of it, is this. Every single person within the borders of the United States of America listening to the sound of my voice right now, every single one of you has only ever existed really with this America. Unless you're counting the addition of Hawaii a little later on, but this America, our borders, as our borders are currently constituted, this is the only America I've ever known. It's the only America you've ever known. What we lose sight of is how many parts of the world where borders change, where peoples change and borders change. Okay, we're actually of this group. We identify with this sect of Islam and this is kind of where our loyalty lies. Hey, sorry, you just got taken over. Now you're part of this nation. Whoops, that nation lost you. Looks like you're back to the other nation. And that very much applies to the whole Eastern European thing. If you look at, I'm sure there's a great one online out there. I could never do this. I don't have the technical ability. But if you looked at one of those online maps where it shows you the year and they advance through the years as things change, if you looked at the maps of the Russia, Eastern European stuff over just the last 200 years, it would be something to see. As this has gone, this has changed, this is part of it. I've been telling you lately, I've been doing a lot of reading on Napoleon. It's wild to read the wars and then the victories and the peace treaties and what goes into the peace treaty. Okay, I beat the Austrians. Okay, now I get this land, and this land. I'm taking away this land from you. Oh, I'll return a little bit of this land. You can have access through this land. So it makes loyalties in wars like this very, very difficult for us to understand sometimes. That's all there is to it. All right. We're going to knock out the rest of these, and then we're going to do headlines I didn't get to. If I have time to do that, I will get to your calls here in a second. And one more thing back on the advertisers. Again, commie scum, if you're upset with me and you want me off the air, just call those advertisers. Call up Home Title Lock. Let me know what Home Title Lock has to say. Home Title Lock has been with me for over a year now. They've been providing people with protection from home title theft for over a year now. To date, I have never had one complaint about Home Title Lock because your home title being online and them locking it down is something people like. It is a valuable service. If you go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse, that'll let you verify you're not already a victim of it and sign up if you want. I would recommend you sign up. But you can verify your address no matter what. Go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse, verify your address. Go ahead, call Home Title Lock. Let me know what they say. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Go sign up, all right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. This is the final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And it's the final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I consider it to be the final one this week. I mean, yes, I'm going to be here tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but that's more of like a vacation for you, really. It's what, Chris? It is. It's your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. While you're writing those questions in, I want you to do me a favor. You're sitting down at your computer typing out that email. Or who am I kidding? Everyone's doing this on a phone. You're writing me an email, a really great Ask Dr. Jesse question to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And you're looking over at your dog. I want you, as you're looking at your dog, to ask yourself, am I killing him with my crappy food that I'm feeding him? Because dog food is dead food. I don't want you to buy him new food. Who wants to do that? We tried that with Fred. We changed his food about every other daggone week because he's puking up every single day. Instead, get Rough Greens, supplement you pour on the food, a nutritional supplement. Did you know if you go to a dog food plant and they pull dog food out of one of the bins and hold it up, you know your dog will not eat it because it's all dead. They kill everything so it lasts. They have to spray like fats and stuff like that on it at the end. Rough Greens is real nutrition for your dog. Probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils. They're offering a free jumpstart trial bag now. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. You just cover the shipping. Free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Now, who needs to wear a mask? Cliff, Pittsburgh, go.
Oh, great one. It's me, myself, and I, and I haven't decided on a silver Mardi Gras mask or the Wolverine mask. And for part two, I don't know if you were a Hollywood Marine, so I'm going to take this a little slow. Maybe you should even give the audio book of listening to Atlas Shrugged. Pick a chapter, any chapter or a section, and listen to it. But if you really were a Hollywood Marine and you're a little slow, or you're the pre-woke Marine, I don't know. See, were you, I don't know,
see,
which side were
those? See, this is what Cliff is saying right now for you people who don't know. There are two different boot camps in the Marine Corps. If you live east of the Mississippi, you go back to Parris Island. If you live west of the Mississippi, you go to MCRD San Diego, where we actually have hills and they make a man out of you. If you're back east, I don't know what they're doing back there, but those are basically half Marines. Go ahead, Cliff.
Oh, I was just going to say for a challenge, because there's a polar Pittsburgh for the handicap out here, and I was wondering, since you're a big, tough Marine, if you know you and Dan Bongino, that blew out his knee trying to get the Corvette out of Biden's backyard, would go and, you know, come to Pittsburgh and do the Polar Plunge, you know, with Bloom Daddy and some of the other guys that are the local station.
Hold on. What is the Polar Plunge?
They had at Ogilby Park. It was for the Special Olympics, and it's a little golf club out here in where Heartland and land around Pittsburgh. Anyways, it was going to be the Polar Plunge. You know, normal, go out in the cold water. But for Pittsburgh, it's like lukewarm. I mean, it's only 32 degrees outside. It's warm for us.
Ooh, boy. Polar Plunge might be sweet, Chris. Oh, quit being such a wuss. No, this will wake you up. I've done plenty of this stuff. This stuff, I'm telling you, you've never felt more alive, pal. You've never felt more alive. Now, it takes a little while to warm up. Oh, you're such a wuss. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, I got my second Pure Talk line coming in. So, Jesse, I need the BAR followed by a bomb. And
go ahead, Johnny.
The new receptionist at my job, she should be triple masked or even maybe go full-on gas mask. Oh, nice. And as far as what I want, I would like to have two things. I want my 1980s hairline and style back. And number two, I would like the 2019 grocery prices back. I just might have to go start pumping some gas on the weekends to make ends meet the way prices are going.
$13 for a dozen eggs now. In some places, $13 for a dozen eggs. Dude, my whole life, I mean, my parents taught me when I was a kid about eggs. My dad loved eggs, still loves eggs. My dad loves eggs. That translated into me loving eggs. We make eggs 1,000 different ways. But I was always taught, especially as I was leaving the house, hey, stay on the eggs, super nutritious, super cheap. So those two things are rare, right? I mean, bread and eggs and butter, a man can eat a whole lot of meals on bread and eggs and butter. And it used to be that costs like nothing. But now it costs a lot. It should be noted. Shoot, remind me of this after the show, Chris. I have a friend who does supply chain stuff, a bunch of really smart stuff that I could never do. Well, I'm going to bring him on next week and he's going to break down. There's more to the egg thing than everyone has made it. There are a bunch of different things that go into why eggs are now so expensive. Remind me of this next week, Chris. I'm going to bring this guy on so we can all learn. And I'm going to try to bring him on. I'll try to do Monday. All right. I'm going to try to bring him on Monday. What, Chris? We can't? What do we have? No? Do we have somebody else? Is there something? See, this is, I never. We do have somebody? Oh, no, we don't. We never schedule anybody. Rob, Denver, go.
Hey, I've got a niece that drives me nuts. She's a kindergarten teacher, wearing a mask. Her husband wears a mask.
Ugh.
They got a mask on their 12-year-old child.
Oh, no. We lost Rob. Rob's phone dropped him. Hey, listen. That's why you need to switch to Pure Talk. All right, same 5G network as one of the big guys. Gary, East Haven, Connecticut, go.
Jesse, I love my Johnny Walker Blue and my lady's blonde, and I have a neighbor. This dude is the ugliest guy on the planet. He thinks he's good looking. He's always wearing a mask. He styles it with the sweater around. He's driving, no one in the car, got the mask on. Now, Jesse, in Morris Park in the Bronx, they want you to be the Grand Marshal of the Columbus Day Parade. Do it. Repeal the 65 Immigration Act. And that other call before was a prank, and it was definitely Steve from Manhattan.
If they really, they want me to be the marshal of the parade, have them send me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, I actually think I probably would do that. I love New York City so much that I would do that anyway. And that's such a cool thing. It's a, of course we'll all go. No, we'll all go. Do you think the suits are going to let us do that? We can probably do that, right? Can we call in sick? That's what we'll do. Hey guys, I'm under the weather tonight. Well, no, but then there'll be pictures and video of us marshaling the parade. Do I get one of the cane thingies where I do the thing stuff? Yeah, can I twirl it? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to twirl it. There may be some drops, but I'm going to be twirling it. I promise you that much. I'm the twirl master. Anyway, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, because Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The federal government is tracking unvaccinated people who go to the doctor and to the hospital due to the CDC-designed surveillance program. Don't you remember, like, yesterday when you lived in a country where the CDC just focused on, oh, I don't know, diseases and working on treating them, and now the CDC has designed surveillance programs for us? Gosh. Hunter Biden demands criminal investigation into several figures after admitting his infamous laptop is his. This is how offense is done. The GOP could actually learn. When you're busted, when you get busted, you accuse. That is how it's done, all right? You don't play defense, you play offense at all times. Biden announces departure of Brian Deese from a top economic job. You won't hear about this today. This won't get any headlines. This was an Obama guy. This is one of the true committed communists of the Biden administration. He was the same way under Obama. You don't know it, but you've heard his voice a couple times. Bad guy. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.